Lesson 2.2. Exercise 3A.
Student A. Windmill Man. William Kamkwamba has become a household name in Malawi and beyond. His story shows how curiosity and persistence can defeat the greatest difficulties and turn dreams into reality. Kamkwamba was born into a poor farming family in Malawi. In 2001, a famine struck the country. Kamkwamba's family had barely enough money to buy food, and so he had to drop out of school. He was determined to continue his education, however, so he kept on visiting the school library. One day in the library, he came across a book which explained how to construct a windmill. He couldn't read English well, but he understood the diagrams and pictures. Realizing that wind power could generate enough electricity to help his family, he began work on its construction. He was just 14 years old. As he had no money, he used recycled materials, a bicycle frame, plastic pipes, and scrap metal. Everyone said he was crazy. Amazingly, despite Kamkwamba's lack of training and his youth, the windmill worked. It brought enough electricity to power 4 lights and 2 radios in his parents' house. Kamkwamba then constructed a solar-powered water pump for his village and 2 other windmills. The pump helps the villagers irrigate their fields to produce food. In the years since that first windmill, Kamkwamba has found international fame, appearing on numerous programs. He has written a memoir called The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind and has had his story turned into a children's book. Much of his time is spent bringing attention to the struggles of the poor in Malawi. Since 2007, Kamkwamba has been giving talks about his life and achievements. These have inspired millions and raised awareness of what needs to be done in the poor rural areas of the world. Student B. Cave Digger.
Ra Paulette has been creating artistic caves out of sandstone since 1987. Based in New Mexico, USA, Paulette digs into the earth to make the caves. Then he sculpts rooms and walls, columns and roofs with beautiful designs and shapes. The result is a series of incredible underground interiors. So far, Paulette has completed more than a dozen of these caves. They look as if they have been built by a team of engineers, architects, and artists, but they haven't. Paulette has constructed them alone, with just his dog for company and using only handheld tools. He does it for the love of the process. "When you're doing something you love, you want to do it all the time," he says. "I see this as an environmental project. I'm trying to open up people's feelings." Paulette has no qualifications as either an architect or a builder. He dropped out of college, hitchhiked across America, and did odd jobs for years: postal worker, security guard, farm worker. In the summer of 1985, he got a job digging wells. This gave him the idea that he wanted to work with his hands. When he built his first cave, local people saw his amazing talents and began commissioning him to make more. In recent years, his work has gone on the market. The cave's owners are able to sell the caves for around $1 million, but Paulette hasn't made much money. He charges just $12 an hour for his services as a sculptor and builder. In 2014, Paulette suddenly became famous when a documentary about him, called Cave Digger, was nominated for an Academy Award. Fame hasn't changed him at all. He has just continued digging, sculpting, and making places of rare beauty.
Student C. Shelter Helper. Since 2015, California resident Elvis Summers has been building homes for the homeless. The first home he built was for 60-year-old Irene McGee. She was living on the street without even a cardboard box to sleep in. Summers saw her every day and decided to help her. He bought some materials and asked for donations of wood, and then he built the shelter, adding wheels to make it mobile. The home is roughly the size of a shed, one room large enough for a person to lie down and store a few possessions. Summers had himself videoed building the house in order to publicise what he was doing. The clip also showed the beautiful moment when Summers handed over the keys to Irene McGee. The video went viral and raised awareness of homelessness in Los Angeles. Since building that first home, Summers has launched a fundraising campaign which has raised over $100,000 in donations. A local church has also helped, offering 10,000 square feet of space in which wooden homes can be placed. Although his plans have received some opposition from the city, which has removed some of the homes because they were on public property, Summers says he'll keep on building. He and friends have now constructed over 40 of the wooden shelters, allowing the homeless of Los Angeles to have some security, privacy and dignity. He has also been working on developing a mobile shower unit. In his own words, "How we treat and care for those who are suffering and less fortunate determines what kind of society we are and how our future generations will act."